This is Persephone Arles reading Jingle My Bells by Quechura Carissime, or Sleepy Owlet, on AO3. Wherever you are, whatever you celebrate, I hope you have happy holidays and a very happy new year. Ella hated Christmas. Why does this need to happen every year? This is stupid, she growled, trying to push through the masses, desperately hunting down last-minute presents for people they probably didn't even like. Ella just wanted some frozen pizza and a bottle of wine. Or five. Carol singers went ignored, and the Salvation Army earned themselves a two-finger salute for being homophobic bigots. Ella didn't go out of her way to make people miserable. She just wanted to be left alone about this whole gaudy, over-commercialized bullshit. Her phone rang and she glanced at it. Oh, great, her mother. Wanting to send her on another guilt trip for not visiting during the holidays. Again. She let the call go to voicemail. Ella tried to talk to her family as little as possible, and that went double for Christmas. Better to spend those days alone in her flat, eating frozen pizza and getting drunk, than with the people who call themselves her family. The checkout line was a proper thing of joy. An elderly lady in front of her eagerly counted her coupons, and right behind her, the high-pitched wails of a brat who didn't get the ice cream it wanted. After about 5 minutes of that, she turned around. Would you mind setting your kid to vibrate? I've got a headache. The dumbfounded look on the mother's face brought only a little satisfaction, but that was better than nothing. Ella rolled her eyes and addressed the guy behind the mother. Hey, mind holding her space in the queue? The guy looked a bit confused, but agreed. Ella turned to the mother. Go away and calm your kid. I'll keep an eye on your cart, please. I really can't stand the noise right now. The mother looked kind of pissed, but took her child and walked off a bit. Ella sighed in relief. The coupon lady was arguing with the cashier now, so this was going to take a while anyway. It seemed like hours upon hours later that Ella was finally able to close the door to her flat with an exhausted sigh. Her phone rang again and she switched it off entirely with a muttered curse. No. The rest of the world could just go fuck itself. It was dark already, and she didn't bother with the lights. Just collapsed on her couch with the first bottle of wine and called up Netflix on the browser of her laptop, looking for something decidedly un-Christmassy. Something with lots of blood and murder, preferably. She was asleep 3 episodes into The Alienist without having finished even her first glass of wine. She woke to complete darkness. This was strange. The city never got that dark. Cars, streetlights, and lit windows made sure of that. The next thing she noticed was the smell. Wet fur with incense and something from her childhood. Almost forgotten, like a forest in the snow. And she knew. Knew that she wasn't alone. Hello? She asked quietly. A dark chuckle answered her. Ah, she wakes. That did not sound human. Ella started to feel around in the dark, looking for something she could use as a weapon. Her hand met warm, wiry fur, and she recoiled right as a click sounded and a flame sprung up in the dark, illuminating the humongous figure standing hunched over her. The flame danced above his claw, and he calmly lit a candle on her coffee table. Ella could only stare. The thing looked positively demonic, with its shaggy, dark fur and curved horns, and his eyes, set in a harsh, angular face, reflected the candlelight in strange ways. Around his shoulders he wore what looked like goat pelts, and around his neck was a leather collar with a large, round sleigh bell hanging from it. My name is Krampus, and I punish people who malign the traditions of Christmas. He growled, bending down to her, revealing jagged, sharp-looking teeth. Ella couldn't resist a snort. Did I say something amusing? Krampus asked, bending even lower. Ella just blinked up at him. Yeah, he was frightening, but she was more pissed off than scared. I mean, she'd been pissed off for weeks. Are you for real? Punish me for not sucking on some candy stick fa-la-la-lying? Because I didn't drag some dying tree in here and put tinsel on it? because I prefer to watch some Netflix just in peace and quiet rather than having another screaming match with my beloved family. Because I'd rather not get reminded again that I fail at life, that I'm an absolute embarrassment and should just magically get my shit together so that they can finally brag with my accomplishments in front of their friends. Ella jumped up from the couch and got right in his face, and he just stood there, dumbfounded. You think those people out there feel it? Oh boy, do I have news for you. Most of those people out there, they do this whole Christmas shit because it's expected. If we don't put up tacky glowing reindeer in the garden, what would the neighbors say? They haven't felt it in years. They go through the motions and they pretend. Me? I'm just honest about it. You want to kill me or whatever for that? Sure, go right the fuck ahead. Knock yourself out. I don't really care. Stopping for breath, Ella shook her head. I'm supposed to love Christmas and uphold the traditions? Sure, some fuzzy goat thing appearing in my room and threatening me is going to do that. That'll totally motivate me to develop some positive feelings. Krampus finally found his words again. Some fuzzy goat thing. Some fuzzy goat thing, he roared. I am the darkness you humans fear. The death of the sun, the cold night. I'm older than the quaint baby in the manger. I'm the white death that finds you in the snow. Do not test me, little human. Ella deflated, but not in fear. She had screened herself out and was just tired now. Whatever you say, just do your thing, get it over with. I'm done with all of this. I'm so very done. A huge clawed hand closed around her throat, and Krampus snarled. But Ella didn't even flinch. She just stared at him with a stony expression. The demon let go of her and took a step back. How can I drag you into eternal darkness if you live there already? He mused. How indeed? Ella shrugged and walked into the kitchen to get another glass. Sounds like a you problem, she snarked as she came back. She filled it from the bottle on the couch table and handed it to him. Here, have a drink while you figure it out. Nobody's ever accused me of being a bad host. Lots of other things, sure, but never that. To Ella's surprise, Krampus started to laugh. Do you even know? Know what? When Krampus shows up at your home, the only way to get him to go away without bothering you is to give him alcohol, he explained, taking a sip. He immediately pulled a face. This is atrocious. Ella just shrugged. I get paid minimum wage. Can't afford the good stuff, so this is all you get. Well, and frozen pizza is all I have, so. Does the crappy wine count? No punishment for me? Krampus shook his head. No punishment. Now that would turn this mess into an actual Merry Christmas. What you gonna do, put me in a harness and spank me till you can call me Rudolph the Red-Assed Reindeer? Ella chortled. You've been very naughty, so I think a good spanking would very much be in order. Maybe even one with bells swinging from your nipples to remind you why you're over my knee. Krampus downright purred into Ella's ear. And after all that, if you suck my cock really nice to show me you're sorry, I'll fuck you into Christmas Day. Ella swallowed hard. Yes, please. All of that. The devilish grin on Krampus's face would have sent her running for the hills at any other time, but right now it just made her flutter panties. Strip and put your hands behind your back, he ordered her. Ella got naked in record time, and Krampus produced a pair of clamps from somewhere beneath the goat furs he was wearing around his wide shoulders. Come here. She stood between his legs, biting her lip, hooves as big as dinner plates next to her naked feet. Krampus palmed one of her breasts, then the other, and he dragged his claws over her nipples, which made them harden. Ella whimpered softly as he put on one clamp, flicking the round sleigh bell to make it ring. It hurt, but in a way that made her moan. He attached the other clamp and squeezed both her breasts, bending forward to drag his tongue over her nipples. Very nice. Now get over my knee. Ella obeyed, keeping her hands clasped behind her back as she was supposed to, His powerful thigh supported her perfectly well, even with her breasts swinging freely on the other side. The weight of the bells dragging them down. Her own breath was loud in her ears in the quiet of the night. Krampus palmed her rear. I'm going to spank you until you apologize for your behavior and your lack of respect. Do you understand? Yes, Ella replied, her voice high and breathless. I understand. The first smack came without a warning and made her yelp. Silence, he snapped. I don't want to hear anything out of your mouth except that apology. Ella bit her lip again and nodded frantically. This felt so good, and she wanted to be good for him. Krampus spanked her rear at a leisurely pace, interrupting his rhythm now and again to rub her cheeks. Soon Ella was breathing hard and couldn't hold back small whimpers. It hurt so much, but it felt so good. Krampus's fingers slid between her legs, and she could feel his claws against her sensitive folds. You're enjoying this, my naughty girl. So wet for me. Are you sorry yet? No? More punishment, then. He rained quick, hard blows on her butt then, and Ella gasped for air, tears streaking down her face. Bells on her nipples swung in time with the rocking movements, tinkling merrily and hurting her almost as bad as the spanking. Remember, all you need to do is apologize. Tell me you're sorry, and it stops, he said, his gentle voice at odds with the painful smacks on her poor ass. I'm sorry, Ella eventually blurted out. Krampus stopped, as he had promised, rubbing her buttocks again. Yes, my girl, I'm listening. I'm sorry I disrespected you, she sobbed. I was wrong, and I'm so sorry. Krampus gave a thoughtful hum. Are you ready to show me how sorry you are? Yes, please, Ella replied eagerly, unable to keep from rubbing her thighs together to get a bit of friction on her poor neglected cunt. Krampus helped her up. Kneel at my feet. I want your mouth on my cock, but only your mouth. Ella obeyed and glanced at what she was in for. Oh, dear. How the large cock standing proudly between black furred thighs had been hidden from her sight before, she had no idea. It was, for lack of a better word, monstrous. Get to it, Krampus snapped. Or do I need to spank you some more? Ella shook her head with wide eyes and quickly bent over to wrap her lips around the massive head. He hardly fit inside, and that alone made her moan. It tasted salty, musky, but clean. Not unpleasant at all. Yeah, good girl. Take me deeper. And suck. Like that. Very good. He praised her, his voice back to the warm, honeyed tone. Ella found so arousing. So eager. You truly are sorry, aren't you? Ella nodded without releasing his cock from her mouth, and Krampus gently wiped tears off her face. That'll do, Krampus decided and pulled her off his cock. Now let's really make those bells ring. He grinned and pulled Ella to her feet, steadying her when she had trouble standing after kneeling on the floor. Come around to the back of the couch and lean over it. Yeah, like that. Spread your legs wider. Good girl. He pushed two fingers inside Ella's cunt without warning, which made her cry out. Still so very wet. Let's see how you can handle my cock, he growled. But Ella could hear the grin in his voice. One of his hands clamped around hers, which she was still holding on her back as she'd been told. The other, she assumed, he used to line himself up. Merry Christmas, he said, and he drove his cock into her. Ella screamed at the sudden intrusion, and it hurt, but she was too aroused to really feel it. And, as he had promised, Krampus did make the bells ring as he fucked her hard and mercilessly, the bells on her nipples chiming sweetly, and the big one around his neck in somewhat deeper counterpoint. Ella could only take it, utterly helpless and loving it. His hard thrust made her breath stutter in her lungs, and she was so, so close. "Please," she whimpered. "Yes, my girl. I need to come. Please, please make me come." Ella babbled mindlessly, her eyes tightly shut. Krampus growled into her ear. "I'm gonna make you scream," he promised, and clamped one hand over her mouth while quickly plucking the clamps from Ella's nipples. As the pain of the returning blood flow shot through her sore nipples, he started to furiously rub her clit. And Ella did scream, screamed into his hand like she never had in her life, as Krampus's cock and fingers sent her over the edge. She must have passed out for a moment, because the next thing she knew was that Krampus wrapped a blanket around her and carried her to the bedroom, where he placed her gently on the mattress. He ran his fingers through her hair and held her as she came back to herself. "Well, that was something," she croaked. "Merry Christmas indeed." She felt his chuckles and made his chest vibrate. "Do you need anything?" "No, I'm good," Ella replied and snuggled closer. Krampus kept up with his soothing caresses. "How do you feel?" "I'm as light as a feather. I'm happy as an angel. And I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody," she quoted. She laughed quietly. "But also drowsy. Kind of, not the exhausted kind of tired, the pleasant, fuzzy kind. As fuzzy as you." "All must be well indeed if you're quoting Dickens at me," he laughed too. Ella petted the dark fur on his chest. "Stay," she mumbled, close to nodding off. Krampus gathered her into his arms and held her close. "These nights are the darkest of the year, when people are hopeless and yearning for the sun," he murmured gently. "That's why they started to celebrate. That's why fires and candles are lit, to remind them that the worst is almost over, and that the sun will return. The light will come back into their lives. That's the core of this sacred celebration, and always has been, to hold the darkness at bay, by whatever means necessary." He was gone when Ella woke up. But on her pillow, she found a gift wrapped in red velvet with a gold lace ribbon. She opened it eagerly, and inside she found a thick leather collar with a large round bell, similar to the one Krampus wore around his neck. One thing was sure. She'd never hear a sleigh bell again without thinking about him. The end.